We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Dalid Amid Beis, and we are starting the second line from the Tav Chav Dalid Amid Beis. Amar Rava, my time demand Isla Issa Koilu. What is Pshat Madiyama holds that there is such an idea of Issa Koilu, which means even though something has a Shavu already, if I add on more things, then I can be Chala on this thing that has Issa already also. So Rava says, you know where it comes from? It comes from the idea of Maisif. Midi Dahava Issa Maisif. Becomes from Issa Maisa. Man the potter, the less lay, ki ama Issa Maisa, bechad chaticha, beshte chaticha is lay aminan. Which is more saying like this. Rav is saying this. Even the man the Yama holds, that doesn't hold Issa Chal Issa, he's maskim by Issa Maisa. Like the Gemara says, Moidir in Mesechta Yevamos, Moidir Rav Yosef, Issa Maisa. What does Issa Maisa mean? If you're Maisa for Issa on that chaticha, the classic example would mean, Chelev is usher to regular people, but it's mutter on the mezbeach. That's the halacha chelev of an animal is mutter on the mezbeach. And so you have a carbon that has chelev in it. So to me, it's also at chelev, but for the carbon, it's mutter. Let's say that becomes noisar. So now that chelev becomes usher for kachem also. So in that piece of chelev itself, it's not koil, that's moisav. Because in the piece of chelev itself, we got more iser. Once there's more Issa there of Noisar, and that Aser Zagavi Kachim will also Aser the Yisrael for two Yisroel now, Chalev and Noisar. That's Moisef. So Rava says, just like I have Issa Moisef, Issa Kailo. Kailo means it adds on more things, not on the Chaticha, adds on more things on the person, that's Kailo. So my time is the Issa Kailo, Midav Issa Moisef. Uman the Potter, less like Yoma, he doesn't hold of Issa Kailo, what's on him? He says, "Ki ama is a moisef bechad chaticha. Moisef is in one chaticha. There makes sense. B'shtei chatichas, I mean, you don't say it in two chatichas. In two chatichas, you don't say the idea of moisef, and therefore koil, which is in two chatichas, that you don't say already. And Rav is another thing. V'amar Rav, lemande isle is a koil. The man the Yomar says koil. Omar, let's say someone says shvuah shoichel teinim. He first made a shvuah, I'm not going to eat figs. Because v'amar shvuah shoichel teinim adav. Then he says, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes." Migu the chayal and ovim, chayal nami ataenim. Migu that's chayal on grapes, now it's also chayal on figs. Figs already had an isser, remember. But it gets another isser shua. With a migu the chayal and ovim.
This is. You have two isser bringing the figs?
Yeah, you have two isser because the second shua is chayal. So this is called chayal. He was chayal another thing. So he says, ma leman the isla is a chayal, this will be chayal. Right, Mar Pshita, that's classic chayal. Mao the tema isa abama elav aminon. Isser haba me'atzma lo yamrinon. You would think maybe isser haba me'elav. You do say isser haba me'atzma lo yamrinon. Maybe only by isser haba me'elav nevela on Yom Kippur you say it. But isser haba you don't say kamash v'lo. No. So the Elam wants to know. So what's Rava's chiddush? Rabbi Yechon just said that. No, sounds very familiar. Rabbi Yechon said that's our chana mishlo kail. So what's Rava teaching us? So Tosfos really asks this kasha, and Tosfos says, "Lamaisa, Rabbi Yechon never speaks it out very clearly. Rabbi Yechon just said that's pshat in our Mishnah. Maybe he doesn't hold of it. Rav is saying we hold Lamaisa like this, that there's an isser koil even by Abayi de Atzmai, and therefore the Gemara has a kasha now on Rava. It doesn't ask in Rabbi Yechon because Rava said it as a memra, and now the Gemara has a kasha. And this idea, we just said the idea now that shvua that someone makes himself could ask with isser koil, not dafka Abayi." Mosiv Rava Berei the Rabba. So Gemara asks a kasha from a Mishnah, and this will take us to the next Mishnah, which is on Chafei Amar Aleph, with different terutzim to answer Rava. Remember, you have to remember this one. You saw Rava says that even Issa de Atzmai, they makes it himself, could make Issa Kail. Mosiv Rava Berei the Rabba. Yes, Oichel Achila Achas. A person eats one Achila. V'chayev Aloha Arba Chatois V'Oshem Echad. He can be chayev four Chatois and one Oshem. Beiluhein, what's the case? A tome she'ochal chelev v'hu noisar mina makdashim v'yemikapurim. So the four chatoyes are, it was a tome who ate kachim, and the kachim he ate was chelev, so that's issa number two. First issa is tome ate kachim, second issa is he ate chelev. Chelev is not for human consumption, it goes for the mizbeach. And v'hu noisar, it's noisar also, a third issa. And also, it was Yom Kippur, it's a fourth chatos, and mina makdashim makes as an issa me'ilam. And Rashi explains why each one is chal. L'chayr, where's your l'chayr? Has to have koil or moisif. You have to work on each one. That in this mishnah we have koil and moisif. The all midei shemayim koil, but it's koil and moisif. Well, let's go through each one, because the first step is that you have when it's born the chelav becomes aser. That's for sure. That's the first thing that happens. The chelav is aser. when you makdish it. So migu dechal iser muktish of that's hektish on the basar and the ar. It's chal nechel moso. So now it became also to the people now al tkachim moso when you makdish it. So that was called kailum because it didn't add iser to the chalev. But it added iser to all the to on the rest of the animal, all the parts of the animal. The rest of the parts of the animal became iser now, so it's all the parts besides the chalev. Now the chalev also goes along with it. So then you have noiser, and noiser already that is moisif. Why? Because when it's noiser, now it became iser to the mezbeach as well on that chalev alone. So that adds on. That's moisif. The person becomes tamei since he's also on all kachim. He's also iser on this kachim as well. That's kailal. And then you have Yom Kippur also, is Isser Koilel also, because the Asa is Chulun as well, so that's Pshat in this Mishnah. Ramei Oimer, Af Moise Shabbos Vaitzioi, if it was Shabbos and you took it out, you might see in your mouth, you also chayef for Yitzah, because Ramei holds no Yitzah in Yom Kippur, that's why he said it's Shabbos. On Meloi, Inim and Hashem, that's not the same thing, it's not the same Ayis HaChila. Ad Kan the Mishnah. V'misad, if it's possible to have koilu with a shvur, so that I make myself. V'misad, meshkachas lo chomesh, it's possible to have another iser, goin, sh'omar, like he said, shvur, sh'loi oichel. If he said shvur, sh'loi oichel, tomorim, v'chelev. He made an iser first, he made an iser now of a shvur, not to eat tomorim and chelev. So migud chayla tomorim, chayla nama chelev. A migu that's chayal on tamarim, it's also chayal on chaylev. So if you hold the iser habam a me'atzmai, if I make an iser, it's chayal also on someone who's also before. So here, if I made now an iser of tamarim and chaylev, so now I added on iser to tamarim, which is chayal, and that includes chaylev. So I'm not a carbon. I'm not a carbon. Of yerid, huh?
When did he make the shore?
Afterwards, after everything. After he made it today, after all things.
Who handled Yom Kippur?
Yeah, I made it on Yom Kippur, sure. Yeah.
What?
What? So he made it before Yom Kippur. Made it before Yom Kippur. If you're talking about. Made it before Yom Kippur. Made it before the day Aaron Yom Kippur made it. Sure, now it's Chal. It's Chal on the Chal. It's a Shua. Habam Me'atzma. Yeah, good point. That's before Yom Kippur. So he made the Shua. And if you hold that Migu, you have Issa Kailal. Even you have an Issa Koil even by Bamat. So why don't you have this also? Now, why isn't this Shver Rabbi Yechidah? Like we said, because Rabbi Yechidah didn't say it before us. Maybe this is a different Tana. So that's why it's Shver Dafka on Rava. So that's about Kasha. If you hold that Issa Bamatzmoy works, so why don't you add this on Enfit the Gemara? Kiktani, this Mishnah is not talking about Avada works. We're not talking about that type of things. Kiktani, Issa Bamatzmoy. Issa Bamatzmoy, look, Tani. We're not talking about Issa Bamatzmoy in this Mishnah. Very hektish. Hektish is one of the things over here. How does that happen? With Matzmoy. So you see that we are counting that. So Gemara B'Bachar, the Kedushas of Erechem. We're talking about a Bachar that's Kedusha by itself. So let me ask you something. The Gemara in the Kasha was asking, hektish is a ba Matzmoy, right? So forget about the Kasha, the Chesbin. Why not Gufa Raya to Rava? You see, hektish a ba Matzmoy, it works. So that should be a long raya. Why are we like, we come to the kasha, after we had the kasha on Rava, we said a teretz that we're not talking about, then we say, oh, hektish is said. So again, hektish should be a raya to Rava. So Toysvus Lav Chavdalam and Aleph on top of the Amid asks this question. He says, the Gemara says that we have me in the Issa Bama Atzmi Le'oma, right? So he says, what do you mean, Frey Toysvus? It's a Mishnah Behedya that says, Mekadoshim, even though it's Issa Bama Atzmi. So he says, no. That if we make hektish, that even though it's bama atzma, since it's going on the whole world, that would be chal. That would be chal. And the fear of a chal, it's understood because that's not lachatzam. That's on the whole thing. But then Taisa says, so what's found in Gemara's kasha here? Right, hektish. It's hektish different. He says, no, maybe it's called bama atzma. But we're talking about the Mishnah counting things about bama atzma. It shouldn't have said hektish. That's Gemara's kasha. Very hektish. Very hektish. And for the Gemara of a chal, the doshasay merachem, talking about. Mabachar, that's Jesus and Rechem. Okay, so terrorist number one. Terrorist number one is why didn't we say a case, Shloi Oichel, tomorrow? Because that's about Ma'atzma. The Mishnah not counting things about Ma'atzma. The Boy Seema, not a terrorist. We now have like 5, 6 truths. Boy Seema, Kiktoni midi de leslay shayla. Only things that are not possible to go to a Chacham and be shayla on the Neder. That's what we're talking about in this Mishnah. Shvua, the Islay shayla, Kiktoni. Bring my Ray Hektish. Hektish, you be shayla on it. Hakim no bechar. We said we have bechar, so we can't have any shail on that. Teres number three. By the same, kiktani carbon kavua. We're talking about chatas or asham, which are carbon kavua. Shvuah is a carbon of yared, carbon of yared tani. Break the Gemara. Hare tamei sha'ochal sehektish, tamei that ate hektish. That's one of the isurim. Isn't that carbon of yared? We should know already from second Shvuah is that tamei she ate hektish is the of yared, right? So that's also of yared. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a nasi. But nasi, Rabbi Eliezer, that a nasi may be sar. That a nasi does not bring a carbon of yared; it brings a sayer. I can ask me then. So we're talking about a nasi. So then, what can you say? Shua, he doesn't bring carbon over there. He brings a sar. Very good kashrut. So if you look at Rashi, Menasi Rabbi Eliezer, his second Rashi, second wide law, and Rashi says the whole thing that he says they don't that a carbon kavua l'nasi he brings a sar is dafka by tumas mixum kadashov because there it says karas. Avo shmias karlo b'tos zayim le'om. He didn't say it by shua. By shua taka they bring over there. So that's why the Gemara answers that the Mishnah does not count that case because that's our carbon over there. Rav Ashi Amar. Tiktoni midi the chayla b'shir kashir shvuah kashir. When do we say things in the Mishnah? Only things that have a shir kazayis or kaseves yom kippur, but shvuah the chayla pachus b'kashir like tani shvuah is chal less than a shir. I didn't say there's a fourth teretz already. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Arei hektish chal less than a kazayis. No, abinu shal bruto, nishu shal bruto. So that's the fourth teretz of Gemara. The Gemara says either we're not talking about Abama Atzmai, or not talking about things that have She'ela, or not talking about El Yared, or not talking about things that are even less than a Shir, which is by a Shvuah. Rav Ashi, Maviro, Rav Zera, Kiktani, Zedoinai, Karas. Only things that are Chi of Karas. If you think about them, all those things are Chi of Karas. We have the Tamei that ate Kachim, we have someone ate Chelev, someone ate Noisar, Yom Kippur, all these Chi of Karas. And Shvuah is not Chayav Karas. So Kiktani is Dani Karas. Dani Lav like Tani. Break the Mara. Rei Asham, but Me'ila is no Chayav Karas in that. Unless you bring Asham for Asham Me'ila. Rei Asham is Dani Lav, but Tani, and it says it. And for the Gemara, Bechatas Ka'aminon, we are talking about a Chatos. By Chatos, it has to be Dafka that was Karas and not a Lav. That we said Dafka, someone is Lav, to my Chatos. Ravino Amar, Kiktani. Midi the chayil, so that was the fifth teretz, or fifth teretz I think it was, or the sixth teretz. I lost track myself. But now another teretz. We have another teretz. The kiktani. When do we say in this mishnah things midi the chayil, amid the varachila? Things that are chal dafka on the varachila means in kippur is dafka something that's royal achila. Chaylev is dafka something that's achila. Noisar mukdashim, and Tommy dates something is all talking with dafka varachila. Right tomorrow, Makadosh was not true. So Shavuah is chal on everything, right? I can say, I'm not going to throw something. Kikton imidi dechayel amid barachila. Oh, Shavuah dechayel amid la barachila. Shavuah is chal. Even non-foods, like it doesn't say. Break tomorrow, very hektish. Dechayel nami eitz vavonim. Hektish is chal on all the things, on non-food items. Chal eitz vavonim. So Akhtimal, kiktoni. That'll change a little bit. Kiktoni imidi dechayel amid ispe mashasha. Everything, those things, even hektish, is only chal on something that has mashas, that has substance to it. Shvuah, the chayil amid less be mashasha. Shvuah is chal on something that has no mamashas to it, no substance. Kegoin, he says sheisham v'lshloyisham. He says I'm going to sleep or not sleep. That like tani already. That already doesn't say things that don't have substance, that don't have any mamashas. So that's what it doesn't say in the mishnah. So coming like this, avad ravos shvuah boy the atzvei shayachel avad shayachel, but. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah for a lot of different reasons. Either because it's a she'elo, because it's about the atzmai, or because it's the shvuah is chal not mashashas, or less than a shavah bruta, or because it's el yared, or because it's not karis. All the reasons why it doesn't say it, but the ma'aseh is not a kasha on Rava.